this, right. But I don't want to. I think there's too much here to rush through this.
Right,
I want us
mic.
To gain as much from
Put
this as we possibly can. So here in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8,
hopefully it won't cut out.
Jesus said as he preached,
we're going to take our Bibles.
Blessed are the pure in heart,
chapter 5 again,
for they shall see God.
One verse. Look at one verse
now, we've been
morning.
Looking
Matthew
through these Beatitudes, these and blessings. And of all the Beatitudes given to us by
this,
Jesus Christ,
think
maybe none can make
to rush through this,
you or me
to gain as, much
as
from
blessed
this as we possibly can,
as happy
to hear Matthew chapter 5, verse
than to have a pure heart.
Jesus said as he preached.
I mean, there's something special
blessed are the
about
pure
knowing
heart,
your conscience is clear. There's nothing weighing
God.
On your conscience, nothing
now,
weighing
looking through these
on your heart.
These
now, I want you to think for a moment about that
all
word
Beatitudes
heart.
Given to us by Jesus Christ.
For about 15
maybe none
years
can
now,
make
we have been involved in one of our local grade schools here with the Good News Club.
Than to have a pure
I remember being trained
I mean, there's
this
something
way.
Special
about those
knowing
who
your conscience
handle
is
the Good News Club, CEF,
on your conscience. Nothing
will tell
weighing
you when you are dealing
heart.
With a small child.
Now, I want you to think for a moment.
Don't use
about
terms
that
like
heart.
Let Jesus come into your heart, because for a child,
for
they look
now,
at things literally.
We have
so when you say, let Jesus come into your heart, it can terrify
club.
Them. I never considered that in all the years
way.
Of. You know, I've existed. I've never thought about that with a child. That that might be something that would, instead of be a blessing and an encouragement, might be something that would make them fearful.
Don't use
many times when
like
we use the word heart, you know, the first thing that
child,
some people would think of is this organ within our chest.
So when you
and
say,
you know already, that's
let
not
Jesus
what Jesus meant.
Heart,
blessed are the pure in heart.
I never considered that. In all the years that,
I'll use the
know,
Bible to really give a definition
that child, that
of the word heart.
Be
you won't have to turn there unless you'd like
to,
but I'm going to go through a number of scripture that,
that
deals with the heart. The first is 2 Thessalonians
heart,
chapter
you know,
2, verse 17.
Some people
it says, but we brethren, being taken from you for a short time in
you
presence,
know already, that's not what Jesus meant.
Not
blessed
in
are
heart.
Pure in heart.
Now, you stop and think now, about that. If he was talking about the literal heart,
I'll use the Bible to really
well,
give a definition.
You would see this
of the word heart.
The scenario in which
there unless you like
the body
it.
Is gone,
number of scripture,
but the heart was
that
left behind
with
there
the
in
heart.
Thessalonica.
The
well, the Thessalonians knew that's not what the Apostle
2,
Paul meant.
Verse 17.
They knew
says,
that he was saying, though I'm physically removed from you,
presence,
yet my inner man.
In heart.
Loves you, cares
now,
for you,
stop and, think about
and
that.
In that sense, I'm still abiding
heart.
With you. How about
well,
2 Corinthians 3:15? But even as
in which
unto this day, when Moses is read,
but
the veil is upon their heart.
Well, the Thessalonians
now,
knew that's not what the
there's no surgery
them.
In which they opened someone's
they
chest and took a veil and covered
saying,
that physical organ. You know that.
You,
what did Paul mean?
Yes,
he said that every Sabbath day,
you,
as the rabbis stood
and
to preach
sense,
in the synagogues, and they preached
how
the books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, and so forth, he said, listen,
day, when Moses
as they preach those books of Moses,
their heart.
They are still blind to
now,
the truth. Their inner man does
there's
not
no surgery
relate
in which they
what
someone's
is there
chest
in those books to the
that
one that prophesied the Messiah, Jesus
me.
Christ. They
he
don't understand that.
Every Sabbath
their
day,
heart is blind.
As the rabbis
there is, in a sense, a veil
the
over their conscience,
and they
over their
the books
inner
of
man.
Moses, Genesis
Ephesians 4:18.
So
having the understanding
said,
darkened, being alienated from the life of God,
Moses.
Through
they
the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness
what
of their heart.
There in those books
now, you know this, your heart cannot
the Messiah,
see,
Jesus Christ. They
therefore
don't
it cannot
that.
Be blind.
Their heart is blind.
But your
there's
conscience can
a
be blinded.
Sense, a veil over their
your understanding
over their
can be blinded.
Man.
Your inner man can be blinded.
Having the understanding
and that's
dark
what the attitude of the heart means. And I'll just skip down to one other. I think this is kind of interesting. Philippians chapter 1, verse 7. It says, even as it is meet for me to think
heart.
This of you all, because I have
this,
you in my
heart.
Now,
see,
you talk about a kid becoming
therefore
confused.
Therefore, cannot be blind.
Like, just think about
but
that. If a child thinks in terms of the heart being,
your understanding
you know,
can
that
be blinded.
Organ within your chest.
Your inner man can be blinded.
Well, you know, that would really terrify
that's
a kid.
That's what the attitude of the
that
heart means.
A big old man like the Apostle Paul.
I think this is kind of interesting.
Somehow get inside that heart inside the chest. We know that's not what he meant.
Even that it is meet for me to think this of you all.
But he did say
because
this.
Because I have you in my heart.
You know, now, just as I, as we say to a person, I love you with all my heart.
Just think about that. If
we
a
understand
child thinks in terms of the heart,
that they don't necessarily love us with that
organ
within the chest. They love us with their inner being.
Really
they love us with every emotion. They love us with every thought. They love us. And that was the attitude of the Apostle Paul. So when we read these words of the Lord Jesus, blessed are the pure in heart. He's not talking about somehow, some way, cleaning that physical organ. He's talking about the seat of your emotions, your inner man, being clean before God, being pure. And that's exactly what the word pure means. It means exactly what it says. He wants your inner man.
And that was the attitude.
He wants the seat of your emotions.
We read these words of the Lord Jesus. Blessed
are the pure in
heart.
To be clear.
He's not talking
from guilt.
About somehow, some way.
There's nothing that can bless me.
That
nothing that can bless you more than having a pure heart.
Your inner man.
A clear heart.
Being clean
a clear
God,
conscience.
And that's exactly.
And folks, there's nothing that can plague you and plague me more than having a guilt-ridden conscience. And sometimes, even as Christians, we deal with guilt-ridden hearts. About 4 years ago, the Holy Spirit had been dealing with me about another person in ministry from years past. And I kept trying to reason away why I did not need to deal with that issue with that individual. Weeks, months, and I'll be honest with you, for a long time, years actually, I just reasoned away, or I tried, I didn't need to make any kind of apology, I didn't need to make anything right, you know, it was fine just the way it was. But my conscience would constantly feel guilt. So one day, I got in my car, and I drove several miles away. I just pulled over, I got my cell phone out, and I called that other minister, and I dealt with what I needed to deal with. I made things right. God had been making me miserable. My conscience was miserable.
Feel guilt.
And I had no peace.
So one day, I got in my car.
I had no clearance in my heart.
Drove several miles away.
Until I made that thing right with that other man.
I got my cell phone out.
I'm saying to you, there's nothing better than that. And that's why I would say of all the Beatitudes,
I made things right.
Of all of these Beatitudes, there's not one that can bless you more than knowing you have a clear conscience, a pure heart.
That
there's nothing between you and another person. There's nothing between you and most importantly, your Savior.
I made that thing right with that other man.
Your Savior.
I'm saying to you, there's nothing better than that.
I believe it was John said, if our heart
convicts
us,
of all the
we know that God is greater than our heart.
Of all of these Beatitudes.
If our heart is not convicted,
one that can bless you
then
more
we have a clear conscience
than
with God.
Knowing you have
blessed are the pure in heart.
A pure heart.
Blessed are the pure in
there's
heart.
There's nothing between you and another.
There's a great description in the book of Psalms.
And most importantly,
I want you to go back with me to Psalm 32 for a minute. Psalm 32.
It's interesting. I believe it was John said, if our heart.
Of course, we know that David wrote these two particular Psalms we're going to look at. And I want you to notice here in Psalm 32, I'm going to read verses 1 through 4.
Blessed
is he whose transgression is forgiven. Now, notice the word blessed.
There's a great description.
It means the same thing here as it does in the book of Matthew chapter 5.
It means
you will be happy, you'll have an inner contentment.
Of course, we
you'll
know
have a clear conscience,
David wrote
if you would. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. And then he says, Selah. Think about that. Now listen, folks. Think about that. When you are not pure in heart, when you allow sin to root in your life, you're not quick to take things to God and get it right. You're not quick to go to someone and make things right with an individual
that
you have wronged.
Thy hand was heavy upon me. my moisture
verses 3 and 4 become the reality of your life.
And he says, Selah. He said, think about that.
It's like
now,
a
listen,
plague.
Folks, think about
that. Guilt-ridden conscience.
When you are not pure
Jesus
in heart.
Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart.
You allow sin to root in your
those
life.
Those who are clear.
You're not quick
those who are
to
clean.
And right.
You're
from not
that
quick to go to someone
inner man
and
being
make things
so
right with
affected
an individual that
by
you have wronged.
Sin.
Listen.
By having a wrong attitude toward another individual.
You
know, whatever the situation you may find yourself
it's
in.
It's like a plague.
Getting rid of
that
sin.
Guilt-ridden conscience.
He said you'll be happy, you'll be blessed
Jesus
when those
said,
transgressions are forgiven.
Are
that sin is covered by the blood
those
of Jesus Christ.
Clear,
and I'll go over with me to
those who are
Psalm 51.
From that
the 51st Psalm.
Man being so affected by
in Psalm 51.
By having
I want you to look
wrong
beginning in verse 8.
Another individual, you know,
Psalm 51 verse 8 says, make me to hear joy and gladness.
Getting rid of sin.
That the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
When those transgressions are
hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities.
And I'll go over with
create
you.
Create in me. Now listen to this.
Psalm 51.
Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me.
In Psalm 51.
Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Eight.
Restore unto me
Psalm 51,
the
verse
joy
8 says, make me to hear
thy
joy
salvation.
And gladness.
Notice that. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with
hide
thy
face
spirit.
From my sins and
notice in that passage,
iniquity.
David said,
create me
God,
to this.
Create I want to be blessed again.
Heart, oh God.
I want to have joy in my life again.
Cast me
God, you have broken my bones. Now, from everything
restore
we know about
the joy
David's major failure when he committed adultery and murder. We know nothing about physical injuries to King David.
You notice in that passage,
we know
David
that his infant son perished.
God,
we know that God placed judgment upon him and that one day his own flesh and blood would rise up against him, and that did happen.
God,
all those things came to pass.
My bones. Now,
but there is nothing there mentioned in Scripture about David breaking
David's
bones.
Major
he's not talking about the physical breaking of bones. He's talking about the
we
same thing that we read back in Psalm 32.
We know nothing about physical injuries to King David.
That
we
inward
know that
man
his infant son
is broken.
Perished. We know that God
and it feels
judgment
like
upon him and that
heart
one
is
day
breaking. It
his
feels like
flesh
his bones
and blood would rise up against him
breaking.
And that did happen
he
to
said,
all those
I want
pass.
Restored. God, I want restored. And I want you
David
to clean that heart that feels so broken, that feels so guilt-ridden. I want you to clean me, God. I want you to clean me. Folks, if I want to be happy,
broken.
And you want to be happy,
and it feels like your heart
it will
is
only be when your heart is pure
like
before God. Now,
are breaking.
Don't make
he
a mistake.
Said, I want
that the Pharisees
restored.
Made.
God, I want restored, and I want you
the Pharisees
to
focused
clean
on the outward
that
man
that feels so broken.
Jesus
that
said in Luke
so
chapter 11, verses 39 and 40.
I want
listen
you
to
you
these
clean
words.
Me, God.
Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness.
Ye fools,
did not he that made that which was out
make
that which is
the Pharisees made.
Within also?
The Pharisees focused
he said
on the
to the Pharisees, you focus on cleaning
Jesus
up the outside
11,
of looking good to others.
Listen to these words. Now do ye
can
Pharisees
I tell
make
you,
clean the outside
I have been guilty
of
that at times.
But your inward
trying
part
to look good
is full
on
of
the
ravening
outside.
And wickedness. Ye fools,
and I'm not talking about looking handsome because
that
could
that
never happen.
Out,
I'm talking about looking spiritual, looking like you love the Lord Jesus, putting on airs, if you would, outwardly.
You focus on cleaning up the
but
outside,
inside, not confessing sin, inside, not being right with God, inside,
you,
dealing with guilt and not going to people and making things right, or going before God and repenting of sin.
And I'm not talking about looking handsome
don't
because that could
focus
never happen.
I'm talking on the outward
about
man.
Looking
don't
spiritual.
Worry about
looking
making impressions
like
on
you
people.
Lord Jesus.
You make
putting
an impression on God.
You, would,
you make an impression on the Holy Spirit who lives
but
within
inside,
you.
Not
and don't hinder
sin.
Him.
Inside,
you be right. And then
right
you'll make
God.
The right kind
inside,
of impression on people when you're right with Him.
Not going to people and making
now,
things right or going before
having
God
said this,
and
I want you to remember that as Jesus
don't
preaches here on this mountainside,
on
this famous message, he is
on
preaching
people.
To his
you
disciples.
Make an impression on God.
He is preaching
you make
to his
an impression
own.
On the Holy Spirit who
I want to emphasize
you.
This for a
and
moment.
Don't hinder
I want you to go with me
you
to the
right,
book of John.
And then you'll
John
make
chapter
right
13.
On people when you're
John
right
chapter
them.
13. I want you to look at verse
now,
1.
having said this, I want you to remember that as Jesus preaches here on
John
this
chapter 13, verse 1,
this famous message,
this is the night before
he is preaching
Jesus
to
would
his
be
disciples.
Judged and then crucified.
He is preaching to
it says,
own.
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart
John,
out of this world unto
13,
the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. I just want you to notice a phrase there, that he loved his own. Now, who are these own? It's those disciples that he was preaching to.
This is the night
it's those disciples who sat on
Jesus
that mountainside as Jesus preached that great and famous
says,
sermon, the Sermon on the Mount.
Passover, when Jesus
in John chapter 17,
gone,
verse 6, it says, I have manifested thy name
Father,
unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world.
The world
thine they were, the and thou gavest them me.
That he loved
those men.
Now, who are these own?
Those men that back in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said, follow me. To Simon Peter and Andrew and James and John and all those others who would begin to follow him had become his children.
John chapter 17,
they were his own.
I have manifested
and he says to his own,
to men,
it is needful and necessary for you, even though you already belong to
me,
to have a pure heart. What does that tell us?
Men that
it tells us
chapter
you can be born again
said,
and have a heart that becomes defiled.
And James,
you can have a conscience
John,
that becomes defiled. Your
inner
man
him.
Can become defiled. Though you may be
children.
Born again, you can
they
still be defiled.
And he says to his own,
notice
it
in John
is
chapter
needful
3,
and necessary for
John
you,
chapter 13,
even though
very
you already belong to me,
teaching
to have
that
a
Jesus
heart.
Gave through a
what
demonstration.
Does that tell us?
John chapter 13, I want you to read with me beginning in verse 4.
That becomes defiled.
Jesus riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet.
After that he poureth water.
Jesus answered him, if I
wash
thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but my also my hands and my head.
Thou wash my feet.
Jesus saith to him,
Jesus answered and said,
he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet.
Thou shalt
but is clean every whit,
Peter saith unto him,
and ye
thou
are
shalt
clean,
never wash
but not
feet.
All, for he knew who should betray
Jesus
him. Therefore said he,
I wash thee
clean.
Not, thou hast
Judas
no part
Iscariot,
with
he refers to there.
Simon
but
Peter
to
saith
Peter
him,
and
Lord,
to the rest of those
not my
apostles,
feet only, but my, also
he said,
my hands
you
my
are
head.
Clean every whit.
To him,
what does that,
he that is washed,
term every whit mean?
Not
it means
save to wash his feet.
Totally,
but is
thoroughly.
Clean every
you are holy. Clean.
And ye are
you have been
clean,
bathed.
But not all, for he knew who should
and
be
now
clean.
You don't need to be
therefore,
bathed
he,
again.
Not all
that's
clean.
What happens to you when
Jesus
you got saved.
He refers to there.
You were,
to
in a sense,
Peter
bathed in
the
blood of the Lord
apostles,
Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus
said,
Christ, God's Son,
clean,
cleanseth us from
wit.
All sin. That's what happens
what
the moment you receive Christ as
it
your
means,
Savior. You are
holy,
bathed. You are washed
thoroughly.
In the blood of Christ.
You are holy, clean. You have been bathed.
Jesus said to Peter, he said,
now you don't
Peter, let me illustrate something.
Bathed again. That's
every day
you
place your
saved.
Sandals on your feet,
you were,
and you get on these dusty roads and these dusty
the
paths.
The blood
you
of
begin
Jesus
to travel,
Christ,
though you're bathed
God's
already,
cleanseth us
your feet
from all sin. That's
pick
what happens
up
the
dirt and the defilement
you
as you walk.
As your Savior.
And listen,
you are bathed. You
we
are
have the
blood
same
of
issues in our life. I am not
but
saying that anyone
Jesus
here
said to Peter,
would attempt
said, Peter,
to sin against God.
Something.
I'm
every
not saying anyone here would
on your
seek
feet,
to hold on to things that are
on
wrong. But I can guarantee you this,
paths,
myself and everyone included,
travel,
we become defiled
already,
daily as we walk
your feet
in this world.
The dirt and
you walk into
you walk.
A store,
and listen,
and it was never your intent to fill your heart with lust, and then you see a display where it shows one who is improperly or scantily dressed.
Would attempt to sin against God.
You get
I'm not
defiled.
Saying anyone here
you're at the workplace, and they're in the lunchroom as you're on
this,
break. You have some co-workers who are there just telling off-color, filthy stories. And it's not your intent
world.
To listen to the filth
you
that's being said, but
store,
you hear it anyway, and,
it
and you become defiled. Listen,
your heart with
every one of us deals with a defilement.
Shows one who is
that's why it's so good to know That even though we have been washed in the blood of Christ, the blood of Christ is still effective to you today.
You're on break.
And can clean the defilement so that you can remain practically right before your Savior.
That's being said.
That's so important.
You hear it anyway. And you become
He said, you're all clean.
Listen, every one
clean.
Of us deals with the defilement.
You've been washed. Peter,
that's
you just need to
so
have your feet washed once in a while.
That
and that's the reality with me. And that's the reality
Christ,
with you.
The blood of Christ is still effective
now,
to you today.
By virtue of being born
and
again,
clean the defilement so that
Jesus said that we are clean. We are pure.
Right
every whit. Holy.
That's so important.
Now listen,
he
if we're clean every
clean.
Whit, what does that include?
You're
it includes your
washed.
Heart.
Peter, you just
it
need
includes
to have your feet washed
your inner man.
Once in a while.
In God's eyes,
that's the reality
you have been
me,
imputed,
you.
Listen, that
now,
cleansing.
By virtue of being
remember,
born in,
just as we have
Jesus
preached
said
and you've heard it many
clean.
Times,
we
how we
pure,
have righteousness imputed
whit.
To us.
Holy.
So it's the reality. We have this purity
now, listen,
from the Lord
clean,
Jesus Christ
whit,
that cleanses
that
us. We have
it
that imputed to us. We didn't earn
heart.
It. It was given to us.
It includes
but just as
man.
With righteousness,
in
there's
God's
an imputed
eyes,
righteousness,
you have
there's also to be a...
That
practice
cleansing.
Righteousness.
Remember,
and
just
as
we have
though
preached and
reality that
you've
been made pure in God's eyes,
righteousness imputed to us.
There is a need for practical
so it's the reality.
Purity
we have this
as well
from the Lord Jesus
now,
Christ that cleanses us. We have that imputed.
I believe
to
when
us.
Jesus is speaking
it,
to these apostles,
us.
He is saying this.
But just as with righteousness,
he said,
an imputed
while you have already been made clean
be
every
a,
whit, you're defiled, and you need to do everything in your
and
power.
Just as though
to make sure that you remain
pure
in
God's
before
eyes,
me. He said, you'll be blessed
there is a need for practical
when you are pure in heart. Here's David. The Bible
well.
Says he was a man after God's
now,
what? Own heart.
I believe when Jesus is
here's a man who's deeply
apostles,
loved
he's
his
this.
God. But David
said,
became defiled and he
been
needed
made
cleansed
clean every whit.
So that he could have
you're
the
defiled.
Joy of his salvation
and you need
restored.
To do everything in
so
your
he
power
could have that heart, that inner man,
sure
that conscience clean. Listen. There are times in my life where I have to go and
be
cleansed. Here's David.
The Bible says
not to be saved
after
once
God's
again,
to,
but to make sure that
here's
my conscience is clear,
loved
that I'm right
God.
With God, I'm right with the
but
Holy
David
Spirit, so the Holy Spirit can work in my life. Not
so
just imputed purity that comes at salvation, but a practical
so
purity,
heart,
a practice
man, that
purity, if you would.
Clean. Listen. There are times
remember
in my life
Paul
where
saying
I
this
have
to Timothy,
1
Timothy
cleansed.
Chapter 5, verse 22.
Not to be
I'll just use a little part
again,
of the verse. It says, Paul said
to
Timothy,
sure
Timothy,
my conscience
keep
is clear,
thyself
that I'm right with God,
pure.
I'm right with the Holy Spirit.
Timothy,
the Holy Spirit
you keep yourself clean.
Not just
in Timothy, you keep your conscience clear.
But a
you keep yourself
purity,
pure.
A practiced
practical
purity, if you would.
Purity. Practice.
Remember?
Purity.
Paul's saying this to Timothy.
How does that happen?
1 Timothy chapter 5,
how do
five,
you
verse
keep
22.
Yourself pure?
Now, just
pure.
As a little part of the verse. It says,
let me give you some
Paul
things this
Timothy,
morning.
Timothy,
on how
keep
we keep ourselves
pure.
Pure. The first thing is this.
Timothy, you keep
you purify yourself
clean.
Through
Timothy,
the Word of God.
You keep your conscience
you purify
clear.
Yourself through the Word of God.
You keep yourself pure.
Just two chapters over in the
practical
book of John, chapter 15.
Purity. Practice.
Verse 3, purity. The Bible says this.
How
Jesus
does that
said
happen?
How he said, now are ye clean
pure.
Through the word which
I
have spoken unto you.
How we
he said, you are pure. How? Through the word that I have spoken unto you.
You
and I just remind you of what we're told in the
God.
Book of Ephesians, chapter 5.
You purify yourself through the word of God.
As Paul taught
just two chapters
about
over
Christ
John,
and
15,
his bride, the church. That's you.
Verse 3,
that's me.
The Bible says this.
He said this, Ephesians 5:26.
He said, now are ye
that
clean.
He, Jesus, might sanctify and cleanse it
spoken unto you.
With the washing of water by the word.
How?
Sanctify and cleanse what? His
that
church.
I have spoken unto you.
Me.
And I just
you.
Remind you
how does
of
he
we're
do
told
that?
In the book
again,
of Ephesians chapter 5.
With the washing of water by the word.
About Christ and
there is
his
no
bride,
substitute
that's you. That's
for
me.
This book in your life.
He said this. Ephesians 5:26.
While you are right
that he, Jesus,
to be here this
might
morning,
sanctify and cleanse it,
you are right
with the washing
to be part
of
a local assembly.
Sanctify
because we're
what?
Commanded
his
to
church.
Do so. You me, are right you. To be under the preaching of God's word because
again,
God commands it so.
The washing of
you're
water
right to be under teaching because God commands it so.
There is
he also commands that we know this book. Study to show thyself
right
approved unto God.
To be here
a workman
this morning.
That needeth not to be shamed.
You are
thy
right
word have I hid in mine heart,
of a local
that I might not sin against
because
thee.
Because we're commanded
listen
to do so.
This book
right
will help
the
make
of God's
you
word because
pure.
God
because through this
so
book,
you're
he
right
reminds us
because God commands
and
so
convicts us of sin.
He also commands.
I'll be honest with you. There are times I don't like reading my Bible. You say, why? Because sometimes I get convicted by it. I don't like getting convicted.
Thy word have I hid in my heart.
I don't like being convicted.
That I might not.
But I'll tell you this. I know I need to be convicted.
This book.
That's why.
Will help make.
For years now, I have been faithful to read this book.
He reminds us.
Because if I don't.
And convicts us of sin.
I begin to justify things in my life that are not right.
There are times I don't like
and this book
my Bible
constantly
say,
reminds me of the standard that God wants
it
for my life.
I don't like getting convicted.
Folks, how do we
like
make ourselves pure?
But
how can we be
this
blessed by being
be
pure in heart?
That's why
we do so
for years now
through the
I
Word of God.
To read
can I ask
book
you this morning, are you
because
faithful to be in
I
this book?
I begin
do you
to
take time daily
to
spend.
And this,
in this book,
book constantly reminds me
remember, we're
of
taught
the standard that God
Old
wants
Testament
in my life.
I esteem thy
folks
word more than my necessary
food.
How do we
make ourselves pure? How can we be blessed
you can tell I have
by
no
being pure in heart?
Problems with eating.
We do
I
so
enjoy eating.
Through the word of
well,
God.
The reality is most
can
of
I
food
ask you this morning?
Unless you have some kind of a major health problem, you
to
enjoy
be in this book
eating.
Do
God
you
says,
take
I want
time
you to enjoy my word.
To spend.
And even
in
sometimes,
book,
if you don't feel like you're going to enjoy it,
remember,
you need it.
Taught,
it is necessary.
Old Testament,
in fact, it's
I
more necessary than
more
our
than
physical food.
Necessary food.
How do you keep yourself pure?
You can tell I have no
by
problems
going
with
to God's Word, through His Word.
I enjoy
secondly,
the, well, the reality is most
you purify yourself by
you
obeying the truth.
Problem, you enjoy
1 Peter chapter
eating
1, verse 22.
God says, I want you
1
to
Peter
enjoy
chapter
my
1,
word.
Verse 22,
and
it says this.
Even sometimes if you don't feel like you're going to enjoy it.
See,
you
have purified your souls
in, fact,
in obeying the truth through the Spirit
how do you keep
unto
yourself
unfeigned
pure
love of the brethren. See that ye love
by
one another, now listen, with
word
a pure
word
heart,
secondly,
fervently.
You purify
unfeigned
yourself
love,
by
sincere
obeying
love
the truth.
How do you purify your soul?
1, verse 22.
How do you have a pure heart? According to the Apostle Paul, or rather, according to Peter,
see,
he said, you do so by obeying
the truth
through the Spirit.
All
right? I go to this book to learn the truth.
Now listen, with a pure heart.
I go to this book to learn the truth.
Unfeigned love.
And once the truth has brought conviction.
How do you have a pure heart?
Once I have understanding of that truth. God says,
he said, you do so.
Do more than learn it.
Obeying the truth.
Obey it.
All right?
You know, we're told there in James chapter 1 that we are
to
know his word. And we are not only to be hearers of the word, but what? We are to be doers of it.
Conviction.
We are to heed his word.
Once I have understanding
now,
of
if you happen to be looking
truth
at 1 Peter 1:22,
God says,
I want you to notice that phrase again.
Do more than learn it.
Obeying the truth. Now notice
obey
this.
It.
Through the Spirit.
You know, we're
can I tell you something? I have difficulty obeying.
That we are to know.
And that's
his
why
word
God placed His Holy
and
Spirit
we are not
in
only
me.
To be hearers of
and it
word,
is more
what?
Than
we are
right
to be doers of it. We
to
are
pray to
heed
the Holy Spirit.
His word.
And say to the Holy
now,
Spirit who
if you happen
lives
to
within you, Holy Spirit,
I want
give
you to notice
me
that phrase again.
That power.
Obeying the truth.
Give
notice
me
this,
your ability
the Spirit. Can I
to
tell
give
you
me
something? I have difficulty
victory over
obeying
sin by obeying the truth.
And that's why God placed
you help
His
me.
Holy
listen,
Spirit
I cannot
in
do
me
that on my own.
And it is more than
that's
right
why the Holy Spirit has been placed within.
To pray to the Holy Spirit.
Listen.
To say to the Holy Spirit, who
how do you keep yourself pure?
Within you, Holy Spirit.
You do so
give me
through God's Word.
That's
spending
power
time in this book.
Give me.
I've said this before for a long time, though, since I've said it. Let me just say it again.
Victory over sin.
Sometimes as you read or study God's Word, you don't always
you know,
grasp
I
what is in
do
front
that
of
on my
you.
Own.
You don't always understand
that's
what you may
why
be reading.
The Holy Spirit has been placed
can
within
I tell you, don't cease to read
listen,
Don't cease to study this book.
How do you keep yourself
pure? Because somebody told me one time, he said, it's like a,
through God's
it's like
word,
a colander or a sieve in which
I've said this before, it's been a long time
you've taken,
though, since I've said
run water over it. It won't retain the water that's being poured into it.
Sometimes you read or study God's word,
it runs right out.
You don't always grasp what is
But what that water is doing is purifying that instrument.
Can I tell you, don't
you are taking the
don't cease to
Word of God,
this book. Why?
And as he refers
because
to it in Ephesians 5:26,
like
washing by the
like
water of the Word, the water of God's Word is doing something in you. You may not feel like you're always retaining it or always understanding it, but it is doing a work to bring cleansing and conviction,
right,
and letting
out
the Holy Spirit work.
But what that water is
don't
doing
cease to read
is
this book. And when God does open your eyes to things, listen, there are things in the Bible that for maybe
God
years I have not understood. And then one day the Holy Spirit says, now you are mature enough spiritually that you can grasp this. And I
may not
reveal
like
this to you.
Retaining it or always understanding it,
and when he does,
it is doing a work to
obey
bring
it.
Cleansing and
obey the truth.
And letting the Holy Spirit work.
Obey the truth. The
don't
third thing,
to read this book.
You purify yourself by drawing near to God.
Listen,
drawing near to God. Go with me, if you would, to James chapter 4. James chapter 4.
One day the Holy Spirit says, now you are mature enough.
In James chapter 4,
that you can grasp this. And I'm going to repeat.
Some of you have this passage memorized. James chapter 4, I want you to look at verse 7.
Obey the truth.
Submit yourselves therefore to God.
The third thing.
Resist the devil,
and
he will flee from you.
Draw
nigh to God,
and
he will draw nigh to you.
Listen, James chapter 4.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. And purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
James chapter 4.
Be afflicted and mourn and weep.
So you
let your laughter be turned to mourning and joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of God, and he shall lift you
resist
up.
Resist the devil, and he will flee.
How do you keep yourself pure? Well,
draw nigh to God,
I would encourage you to begin by getting
listen
into God's word faithfully,
hands,
reading it, studying it.
And
then as God begins to reveal
heart,
truth, ask the Holy Spirit to help you implement the
and
truth
and
obey
so
that truth. And as we're taught here,
joy to heaviness.
Make every attempt on a daily basis to draw near to God. You notice four things in these verses.
Pure?
Verse 7 says,
well,
we are to submit ourselves to God. Now,
God's word
I've not always practiced
it,
this, but
it
when I spend time
then
alone with the Lord every morning,
truth.
I did it this morning.
Ask the Holy Spirit,
I'll say to him,
you
Father,
implement the truth and
I submit myself to you today.
And as we're
I submit
here,
myself to you today.
Make
I want you to work in my life.
On a daily basis
I want to be usable for you. I
God
submit myself to you.
You notice four things.
Verse 7 again.
Verse
he said, not only submit yourself to God,
to
but resist the devil. Listen,
now,
whether it's Satan himself
this,
or one of his cohorts,
when I spend time
there will be
morning,
attempts
morning
against you, the child of God,
him, Father,
to get you to fall.
I submit myself
to get you to defile your conscience.
I submit
to have
you
not have a pure heart and live
life
in the muck and mire of that guilt-ridden conscience.
Verse 7
he said, you resist
he said, not
the
only
devil.
Submit yourself to God, but resist
now,
the devil. Listen,
I understand it's more than just
Satan
saying to Satan, I resist
cohorts,
you, although
there
I'd encourage
will
you
be
to tell Satan that.
You, the child of God,
but it's this constant awareness. Whether it's at the workplace, in the schoolhouse, in your neighborhood, whether it's in your home, no matter what you're doing, you're on your computer, you're watching the television set, you're listening to music, you're in conversation with a friend, whatever it may be, that, listen,
now,
Satan is going to try to take advantage of me. He's going
to
try to defile my heart and my mind, and I am going to watch, I'm going to be vigilant to watch for Satan.
Whether it's at the workplace, in the schoolhouse, in your neighborhood,
I'm
going to
resist
whether
it. You're
it's
driving
your home,
down the road, man.
No matter what you're
there's
doing,
a billboard.
You're on your computer, you're watching
you
a
glance
television
over,
set,
and it's not an appropriate
music,
thing to look at. It's going to stir wrong
friend,
passions
be,
and wrong thoughts in your
that,
mind.
Listen,
resisting the devil
Satan
is doing exactly
to
what
take
we're told
of me.
In the
he's
book of Proverbs.
Try to defile
let thine eyes look straight ahead. Straight
and I am going to watch.
Don't look.
I'm going to be vigilant to watch.
I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Listen. Resisting
happens,
the devil. I can't do that in my own strength.
Driving down the road,
I have to have
then
the Holy Spirit's power. I need to ask him for his help. But there has to
it's
be
not
that,
an appropriate
that,
thing to look at.
That consciousness within our inner man to say, I choose
mind
to submit
resisting
to you, God,
devil,
and I choose to resist
exactly
Satan. And then in verse 8 he says,
Proverbs,
cleanse your hands.
Look straight ahead.
Cleanse your
right
hands.
On.
As well as
don't
purify
look
your heart. The heart and the inner man.
Eyes. Why then should I think upon
keeping
a
that clear
listen
conscience.
Resisting
pure
the devil. I can't do
sometimes
that
there's a need
I have to, have the Holy
to purify
Spirit
our outward actions, the things we do.
Self. But there has to be attitude.
Are you doing that? Are you making a conscious effort
to
make your actions clean before God?
Then verse 7. He says, cleanse your hands.
Humble yourself.
Cleanse your hands.
Humble yourself.
As well as purify your heart. The heart being the inner man.
Far better for you to humble yourself than having God to force you into humility.
Sometimes there's a need to purify
our actions. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
And that's the attitude.
Listen.
Are you doing that? Are you
if you want to draw near to God,
to make your actions
submit
clean
to Him,
before God.
Then resist the devil, cleanse your hands and purify your heart,
humble yourself.
And when you do those things, you live with that consciousness day after day. God said you will have the key to having purity in your heart. And the last thing, you purify yourself
near to God.
By remembering his return.
To him,
now,
I
would not have thought that this would really make much
yourself.
Of a difference.
And when you do those things,
but apparently the Holy Spirit thought it would.
Day
so I want you to go back with me
God
as we close here this morning to 1 John. And I want you to look at chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3.
The last thing. You purify yourself by remembering
his I want you to look at verses
return.
2 and 3. 1 John.
Now, I would not
right there toward the end of the Old Testament or New Testament.
1
John
really
chapter 3, look at verses 2 and 3.
But apparently the Holy
Beloved,
Spirit thought it would.
Now are we the sons of God.
Close here this morning to
and it doth not
John,
yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall
three.
Appear,
First
we shall be
John,
like him.
Chapter
for
three.
We shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him,
First John,
purifieth himself even as he is pure. Brother, you can't get any purer than what Jesus Christ is pure.
Beloved,
he said, every man that has this hope, what does the word hope mean? A wish? No. It is your expectation. It is your confidence. And every man that has this confidence, every man that has this expectation,
and every man,
he said, you'll be purified by it. Now, how can that be?
Purifieth himself. Even
because if
as
you really live with this consciousness
brother,
that Jesus Christ could come back
Jesus Christ
at any moment,
he said, every man that
it'll
has
guard
this
what
hope.
You do on
what
Saturday
does the word
nights.
Hope mean? A wish? No. It,
it
is
will
your
bring
expectation. It is your
a thought about
every man
what
that has
you
this confidence.
Watch
every man that has
on that
this
computer or on that television set.
He said, you'll be purified by
it.
It
will
temper now, how can that be?
What you are going to say to a friend
because
about another
really
person.
Live with this consciousness
if I live
Jesus
with
Christ
that thought in
at
mind,
any moment,
that Jesus Christ could actually
it'll guard
come back
what you do on Saturday nights,
in the next moment. I mean, wouldn't that be great in the midst of this pandemic? Wouldn't it be nice as you are pulling out of this parking lot and making your way home
on that computer or on that television set?
To get to that home.
It will temper
go on to heaven.
What you are
if
going
the Lord
to say to a friend
will
descend about
from heaven
person.
With a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and
with
the trump of God.
Thought in mind.
We which are alive
Jesus
remain
Christ could
be caught up together with him in the clouds. That would be great.
In the next moment.
Listen,
I mean, wouldn't that be great
as a Christian,
pandemic,
since you by faith
nice
have believed in him
you are pulling
for
out
salvation,
of this parking lot, making your way home,
surely you believe in him by faith for his return.
To get to that home.
As you know he came the first time,
go on to
he
heaven.
Will come again the second time.
With the shout, with
and
the
he says, live with this expectation. And every man, every
alive,
woman,
man,
every believer that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure.
Since you by faith have believed
because
in
you're going to keep a short account of sin. You don't want to be caught, so to speak, with your pants down when he comes.
Return.
You don't want to be caught
as you know
not
he came
right
first
and ready
time.
To meet
he will
the Lord.
Come
you want to meet him as
second time.
John said with a confidence,
says, live with this expectation.
A confidence at his coming.
And every man, every woman, every believer
blessed
that hath this hope
are the pure in
him,
heart.
Purifying
blessed,
himself even
happy,
as he is pure.
Content.
Because you're going to keep a short account of sin. You don't want to be caught.
Who in their inner man,
so to speak,
in their conscience, are clear.
You don't want to be caught, not
are clean.
Right and ready to meet
you're not
Lord.
Guilt-ridden.
You want to meet him as
what's,
John said with
what's
a
the result of this? He says, for they shall see God.
Blessed
now, for a person who comes to Jesus Christ
blessed,
as Savior,
happy,
that first moment
content,
when they turn from their sin and put their trust in Christ,
who in their inner man,
they are guaranteed
in their conscience,
that they
clear,
will one day stand in God's presence
clean,
and not be rejected.
Not guilt-ridden.
They'll see God.
What's,
but
what's
did you know something? God
this?
Wants you to see him every day.
He says, for they shall
it may not
see
be
God.
physically seen him.
Now, for
at least
a person
not yet,
who comes to Jesus Christ,
but seeing him through the pages of this book,
that first moment,
seeing him through the heart,
turn from their sin and put their trust in Christ,
seeing him,
they are
as he manifests himself,
they will one day
in so many different ways. That's what happens to a believer.
Not be rejected.
I have
God.
A clearer picture of God today than
I did.
You
know something? God wants you to see him every
saved.
Day.
I have a clearer picture and a better understanding of who he is than I had 20 years ago.
Yet.
I have a better understanding and a clearer view of my Savior than I did last year. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
So many different ways. That's what happens.
But to see him like you want to see him.
I have a clearer picture.
I mean, right now, here on this earth.
You've
got to keep yourself pure.
I have a clearer picture.
Keep thyself pure. Blessed, happy
are
the pure in heart.
I have a better understanding and a clearer view of my Savior.
Now right there, I want you to bow your heads.
Than I did last year.
I just want you to stop and consider.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall
are you pure?
See God.
First,
but to see
has there
like
been that moment where you have called on Jesus
right now,
Christ
on this earth,
to be your Savior?
You've got to keep yourself pure.
Where you said, I,
blessed, happy,
I'm sin ridden.
They shall see God.
I'm just
now
what
you
said.
There,
I'm filled with transgression
head.
And I'm filled with wickedness.
I just want you to stop.
I miss the mark constantly. I'm just a sinner. And that's what the Word of God says.
Pure?
For all have sinned.
First,
has there ever been that, moment,
been that
where
moment where you have
come to that realization and realized
Christ
that
to be your
the Baptist
Savior.
Church can't save you?
Where you
no
said,
religious
God,
practice can save you.
I'm sin-ridden.
Keeping
I'm,
the commandments I'm, of God cannot
I'm
save
you
because
said.
None of us
I'm
are capable of keeping them all.
I'm filled with wickedness.
Have you ever come to that point where you said, my only hope is
what
Jesus Christ did on that cross, how he became sin for me so that I could be made righteous? Has there ever been that moment where you came to Jesus and you said, I want you to forgive me?
No religious
I want you to cleanse
practice
me.
Can save
I want you
me.
To save me from my sins.
Keeping the
Listen,
commandments of God
that's
cannot
first
save
how you have that imputed purity. That imputed righteousness.
Have you ever
by
come
to
that
him.
Point
if you've never done that, right now you can
is,
do that. Wherever you're
Jesus
at.
Christ did
you can
on that
right
cross,
now,
how he
out of a sincere heart, call
so
upon him
I
to save you and to forgive you and
have
he
there
will.
Ever been that moment where you came to Jesus
most of the folks
said,
I'm talking
to
you right now, you know him as your Savior.
I want you to
that's already been taken care of.
You
can look back to a
sin.
Time,
Listen,
a distinct time in your past where you called on Jesus Christ to forgive you and save you.
That imputed
Praise the Lord for that. Listen.
By coming to him. If you've never done that, right now you can
but
do
daily,
that wherever you're at.
In a practical
right
way,
now,
you want to keep yourself free from the defilement that attaches itself to us as we live and walk day to day. Just like with Peter and those other apostles, as Jesus gave them that demonstration, we need to be clean. Are you daily going to God for cleansing? Are you going to his word? Are you obeying the truth that he reveals to you? Listen. If you say, you know what, I've allowed sin to come into my life and it's limiting me seeing God like I need to through his word. I don't see God in my circumstances. I don't see him, you know, communing with me as I desire. Listen, you don't have to get saved all over again. All you need to do is be right with him. Get right. Confess sin. Blessed. Happy, content are the pure in heart and the inner man. God will do that for you if you just ask him. Now, there's not going to be an altar here in this rain. You make an altar there in your vehicle. You make an altar there in your home. And get right with God. Be right with God. If you want blessed, you truly want to be happy, you go before him. You ask him to do those things for you right now. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this book. So grateful that you've called us to follow you. And one of the things you call us to do in following you is to be pure in heart on a moment-by-moment, daily, practical basis. And while those of us who have been saved, Father, have certainly known that imputed purity, Lord, I want it to be a daily, practical thing so that I'm right with others and I'm right with you. God, you can work, and I can see you work in my life. Lord, let that be true in each person here. Lord, again, if there should be someone today that does not know Christ, that they not pull out of this parking lot or turn off this live stream and just let them please God. put their trust in you as their Savior. The Lord will thank you for it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Right before you leave, just want to let you know that in the service tonight, I had Enoch speak last week, and we're going to emphasize missions a little bit during the month of May, and Enoch is going to be preaching next Sunday night. But tonight, I'm going to address some things concerning what we're currently going through, just some things that I think might be helpful to you concerning the battle with the coronavirus and these stay-at-home orders and the bantering back and forth between churches and political leaders. I think what I'm going to speak on tonight might be a help to you, and I'd encourage you, if you're able to do so at 6 o'clock, to listen, and trust that you'll be able to do that. Again, thank you for being here. How much longer will we have to do this? I'm really not sure, but I thank you for making the effort each week to come out and do this. I know it's so unusual, but it's a blessing to have you do this. So you folks have a blessed day today and a wonderful week. Keep praying for each other. Thank you. I know you're praying for me, and it's been a tremendous help to me. And just ask that you do that for others as well. So the Lord bless you as you go home, and we will see you later.